USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The floor of the U.S. Senate now belongs to attorneys for President Trump on day 5 of his impeachment trial. After 3 days of arguments from House managers, the president's legal team has begun their defense.
We're going to put on, I believe, without question, a compelling case. As I said, we have two goals. We're going to refute the allegations that they've made, and we're going to put on an affirmative case as well.
That preview from the president's attorney, Jay Sekulow. House managers have already laid out evidence through testimony, documents, and the president's own words, which they say proves he sought investigations of former Vice President Joe Biden from Ukraine while security aid and a White House meeting were withheld. The death toll has risen to 22 after a 6.7 magnitude earthquake struck in Turkey. The earthquake was followed by 400 aftershocks. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
A small plane crash on Friday in Northern California killed two people and injured a third person. The single-engine plane crashed near a golf course in Auburn. CHP said the wreckage was located in a backyard. The crash happened about a mile away from the Auburn Municipal Airport, which is 30 miles northeast of Sacramento. The Placer County Sheriff's Office identified the victims as Anthony Lawrence Wright Sr., 80, and Anthony Lawrence Wright Jr., 55. The last days of January will continue the mild theme of winter thus far across the Midwestern and Northeastern U.S. Millions of Americans will continue to save on heating costs during the pattern, but ski resorts may struggle to keep snow on the slopes. But a new storm system is heading in from the Pacific. As a result, temperatures will stay within a few degrees of average across the upper Midwest, Ohio Valley, and Northeast for much of the coming week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A meatpacking company in Chicago issued a recall for 2,000 pounds of raw ground beef after reports the product may be contaminated with pieces of plastic. The recalled products were packed by Amity Packing Company and shipped to 9 states, including Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The affected product is 1 pound vacuum-packed ground beef labeled as 95% lean. It has a best use date of January 31st. The company received 2 customer complaints about thin, pliable plastic found in the beef. As the deadly coronavirus continues to spread around the world, health officials have identified one of the latest victims who is now under treatment. USA's John Clemens reports.
Without revealing too much, Dr. Allison R. Whitey, the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health, tells us about the woman who had returned to the U.S. from a trip to China on January 13th when she began to feel like she had the flu, but tested positive for coronavirus.
The patient is a woman in her 60s and a Chicago resident. Most importantly, I'm pleased to report she is clinically doing well and is in stable condition.
The mysterious virus has been sourced to a shady seafood market in Wuhan, China. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.